This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, February 9th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim Fulani shepherds, aided by Islamic extremists, carried out attacks on villages in north-central Nigeria, Africa, killing 8 Christians in the past 2 weeks. The Muslims also torched 50 homes belonging to Christians and a church building, reports Morningstar News. One Nigerian pastor has called on the government to defend Christians from these attacks that have claimed the lives of hundreds in recent months. Please pray for justice for these believers and for God to bring their attackers to repentance. Psalm 14, 4 and 5 says, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord? There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous." The Jerusalem municipality is fining multiple churches millions of dollars based on a new legal opinion stating the properties are not legally defined as places of worship and thus not exempt from property tax, reports the Times of Israel. The fines total $188 million for 887 properties, including properties belonging to United Nations agencies. The 2018 Winter Olympic Games begin today in South Korea, with nearly 3,000 athletes competing. And the International Olympic Committee handed out a record 110,000 condoms to athletes, 10,000 more than the 2010 and 2014 Olympics. John Peck, founder of the Preachers Institute, told LifeSite News, quote, "The International Olympic Committee continues the push for sexual license in an Olympic Babylon," end quote. Since 1896, the modern Olympics has drawn inspiration from the ancient Greek Olympic Games that lasted nearly 12 centuries until the Roman Emperor Theodosius banned all such, quote-unquote, pagan cults in the 4th century A.D. Genesis 1:27 says, "God created man, male and female, in his own image." But India's economic survey, 2017-18, found approximately 63 million baby girls have been killed through sex-selective abortions, leading to a skewed sex ratio of unusually few girls than boys at birth. Such sex selection killings are technically illegal, but very prevalent in India, where parents prefer to have sons and dispose of daughters as an economic burden. The British territory of Bermuda has become the first jurisdiction to legalize and then repeal faux same-sex marriage. Bermuda's Governor John Rankin signed the law on Wednesday, which states marriage must be between a male and a female, despite a Supreme Court ruling last year in favor of sexual perversion. Perhaps President Trump and the Republican majority will consider something similar. Speaking of the president, he spoke yesterday at the 66th Annual National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. Although Trump's State of the Union address emphasized national pride for success, Trump spoke of God's grace at the prayer breakfast.
"Across our land, we see the splendor of God's creation. Throughout our history, we see the story of God's providence. And in every city and town, we see the Lord's grace all around us through a million acts of kindness, courage, and generosity. We love God."
Trump also spoke about the perseverance of Christians under persecution and trial and the power of prayer, closing with the call to see our need for God's grace.
"As long as we open our eyes to God's grace and open our hearts to God's love, then America will forever be the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the light unto all nations."
2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." It's been the worst flu season in the U.S. in nearly a decade, with over 14,000 hospitalizations since October, resulting in the deaths of 53 children. The New York City Health Commissioner told a press conference on Tuesday that the flu is prevalent in every state in the continental U.S. Sadly, the late Hugh Hefner's Playboy philosophy that sex anywhere with anyone at any time rules the day. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report following today's newscast about the Day of Purity on Valentine's Day, February 14th, which challenges young people and singles to flee from premarital sexual activity. And finally, the 2018 Gerber baby is a precious one-year-old Down syndrome boy named Lucas Warren from Dalton, Georgia. Lucas is the first Down syndrome baby to be named a Gerber baby since the contest started in 2010. While some nations work to eliminate these precious children, Gerber CEO Bill Partica said, quote, "Every year we choose the baby who best exemplifies Gerber's long-standing heritage of recognizing that every baby is a Gerber baby. This year, Lucas is the perfect fit," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, February 9th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. In light of the exponential teen premarital sexual activity, the Worldview spoke with Holly Mead about the need for the Day of Purity coming up on Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Every day in America, 8,000 teens are being infected with a sexually transmitted disease, and 1 million of those teens will become pregnant, and about 350,000 of them will choose abortion. So those are tragic statistics that Hollywood does not really talk about when they're trying to glamorize having sex before marriage.
Mead says a lot of the blame rests on a lukewarm church, which refuses to articulate the biblical message of chastity before marriage.
The church is becoming more and more lukewarm, as God specifically talks about in the Bible. Instead of being a light and standing up and following God's principles, especially when it comes to sexual intimacy.
Mead pointed to two positive reasons to abstain from premarital sex.
Women who marry as virgins have a 6% divorce rate versus the 40 to 50% in our society. Teens who are sexually abstinent make an average of $370,000 more during their lifetime, so there's a bit of a bonus there.
If you're a young person or a single, the Day of Purity urges you to dress in all white from head to toe on Wednesday, February 14th. As well as order a white wristband which says Live Pure to wear year-round. You can order it through a link we have at theworldview.com.
This day gives them an opportunity to come out and say, yes, I stand for self-respect and I celebrate sexual intimacy for marriage. The Day of Purity is based on 1 Timothy 4:12, which says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
This has been a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.